This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sheila E. is on the hotline right now. Legendary. They call her the queen of percussion, drummer, no. Singer, musician, like, ridiculous.
Well, sometimes I worry. I think that she can be overlooked because she is beautiful and she's had such a high-end career. And, of course, her association and her work with Prince was second to none. But she really is. You strip it all away, she's a goddamn great drummer. Like a great drummer, man.
Born December 12th in Oakland, California, our next guest was born into a musical family that includes Father Pete and Uncle Coke, both of whom played with Santana, as well as Uncles Javier and Alejandro, who formed the pioneering L.A. punk bands The Zeros and The Nuns. She has carved out a music career that has included top 10 singles such as The Glamorous Life and A Love Bizarre, stints as drummer for artists such as Prince and Ringo Starr, and numerous world tours. And this Saturday night, she flexes her acting muscles in the new Lifetime movie, Nobody Dumps My Daughter. Please welcome music legend, Sheila E.
Miss Sheila E., welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. That introduction's so nice. Can I steal that from you? No. That's pretty cool.
Listen, you are amazing. Like, we were just going over, and you forget about the width and the breadth of everything you've done. From, of course, most of us met you during the Prince years, but you go back and you look at We Are the World, or you look at, you know, Gloria Estefan, or Lionel Richie, Marvin Gaye, Herbie Hancock, Diana Ross. I mean, over and over again, the bands get bigger and wider, and you can only do that if you have genuine talent. I mean, genuine, you have to be a great player.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
But, you know, when you started to play drums, that was a time when mostly when you saw girls become musicians, they wanted them at the front because it was such an interesting idea, right? Like to have a beautiful girl on stage up front. But you chose the drums, man, which is, I think, unusual. What age did you start?
My dad is a percussionist, Peter Scovito, of course, that you mentioned, and he played congas and timbales, which are more Latin, right, traditional instruments. And so I played congas when I first started. And then he saw me interested in congas and percussion and said, you know, at 9 years old, I think you should play violin. So I took violin for 5 years and played in an orchestra and was first violinist and didn't even read music. My ear was so quick, I could pick things up. I never even read the music, and I was... It was crazy. So
I ended up
switching to drums when a local band was playing Santana music when my dad was in Santana and said, hey, can you come audition to play drums? I was like, sure. I had never played drums before, so I went to my cousin's house and asked him to show me how to set up a drum set so I could at least look like I knew what I was doing, and went to audition, got it, and then switched over to percussion. By that time, I'm 15, but I was still really not playing percussion, more being an athlete, because that's what I was training to be in the Olympics. I wanted to be an athlete and win a gold medal.
And what were you training for in the Olympics? What was your sport?
I ran track. I was a sprint runner. So I loved running. I loved fast. doing the 440 relay, I would run anchor. And I was also running, not running, but I was on an undefeated women's soccer team for 5 years. We were pretty amazing. So I just loved sports, and I still do. And I think that it was great that I think training to run and be in that place led me to playing percussion and drums that helped me because, I wouldn't know how to play double kick pedal after watching Billy Cobham, but to have that intensity to be able to play, running really has helped me in being an athlete because it is very demanding.
Sure. Yeah, no, and that 10,000 hours, right? That knowledge that you have to practice, you have to push, and you have to keep getting better, that's the only way to become the best.
Absolutely. What you put in is what you get out.
Yeah, and so that's why I love to see when I saw this come down, and I know you've had parts over the years, so I love the idea of you also being an actress. It's, because the answer is yes, right? Like, it's something new. It's something to occupy and something you have to try to be good at and something you have to work to be good at.
Exactly. It's really different. I've only done acting a few times, and this is a first for me to do a role for a Lifetime television movie. And, it's something that I'm interested in, but, it's because it's a territory, again, that I'm not familiar with at all. And to be in that presence of people that do this for a living, you kind of go, I'm not sure. And I did speak with the director, Stan. He called me because I said no about two or three times, and he spoke to me, and I'm glad I listened to him. They made it very easy for me and helping me feel welcome and things like that, and making sure I only had 2 days to do what I needed to do. So everyone was so kind, and it was a great experience, so much so, and I know some people say it's not the norm, but I'm interested in doing something else again. So it left me with a good feeling, and I had a great time.
Well, I mean, what's the old saying? Winners always want the ball. That's the way it is. And isn't it good to have that little bit of fear, though, when somebody asks you to do something that's outside of what you know, and even though you're accomplished, you know what you can do, when somebody asks you to do something you're not quite sure of how you'll do, that fear that gets inside you pushes you to really, really apply yourself. And I think we forget that somewhere along the line, or we use it as a stop sign when it's the fuel to make yourself greater.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's the part of, that excitement, and that excitement and nervousness that keeps me playing as well, because I've been playing my whole life. And every time I play, I don't care where it is and how many people and what the situation is, I feel like this is my first time playing. And I get so excited, and I'm nervous, and I'm like, if that feeling goes away, that means I don't need to do it anymore. So I'm used to being outside of my comfort zone, and even though I've done this, the situation is always different, and it's exciting.
Yeah, and I think people forget, working with Prince in those days, and any day, I mean, he was the quintessential rock star, but where you came from, your dad played with Santana. Like, you already understood the pressure of being great. Like, you go out there, and you better be on it, because this is real. This is true musicianship. So by the time you meet a guy like Prince and you start to do that work, he was known to be, he pushed hard, right? Like, he expected it to be something more. And you were one of probably a few people that could put up with that, that could handle that pressure.
It was also the pressure I put on him. It goes both ways. Yeah, people don't see it like that. But and that's why we were so close, because he understood, like, he would say, where in the heck did you and your family come from? Like, this is crazy that you guys get to do this and you do what you do. Never seen anything like that.
No, and I think the more we learn about him as time goes by, like, you know, there was a special, there was a gift that's just super rare. But I think you have it as well. I think you have to be born with something. It's not just a mentality, although that's incredibly important part of it. There's a certain gift you have, and I don't know if you have to be genetically born with it or you have to be raised with it, but you certainly, you have it, and very few do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You, I mean, 85, you were doing Where the World. You think about that, the impact that had on the globe. How old were you in 85? I mean, 18?
No. I was more like either 26 or 27, I think.
But still, that's you are a baby.
Yeah.
You are a baby at that age. I mean,
absolutely.
You're standing next to Stevie Wonder and Tina Turner and Springsteen and Willie Nelson and Michael Jackson. And I know that you were you worked with them. You were already accomplished, but still, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, there were, you know, maybe half the room I knew, and some better than others, of course.
Sure.
And it was interesting because, I mean, standing in that room, from what I hear in talking with my parents and friends and family, you know, I didn't remember everything. I was in a dream world when all that was happening because my first time being a solo artist and coming to Los Angeles, playing the AMAs, convincing Dick Clark that they need to turn the lights out because I have these sticks that light up. And for television, it's like, that's not going to happen. I'm like, it has to happen. This is what's going on. You know, and so I was in my own world. And then to realize, oh, yeah, you know, Lionel and Brenda are telling me, and I was living with them partially at that time. So they're like, well, yeah, you're going to come in, we're going to do this song and blah, blah. And then I felt like I wasn't the one. I shouldn't have been in the room because you're looking at Springsteen. You're looking at Bob Dylan. I mean, people that I didn't really know well, you know, and these superstars that are in that room. And I'm like, I don't think I belong there. That's what my parents were telling me. And I didn't know that I had said that, you know. I didn't remember it until after the fact, after we watched the documentary. And I started asking more questions, like, I wish I would have known that before I had done the documentary. But, yeah, it was an amazing, amazing opportunity and to be a part of something that was so grand to be able to help and raise money to help people. It's the biggest and most beautiful thing.
Without a doubt. Listen, Sheila, I know we have limited time, but I can't wait to see this. I'll watch it Saturday. It's called Nobody Dumps My Daughter, and you are the fortune teller. I hope you get to do more. I think that I think you'd really enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Sheila, you're always welcome here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.